Was looking at it, and yeah, look at the train, but it's actually a money train. So I think we're ready to start. Everyone, today we're talking about money, and we're talking about numbers more specifically. And as I said to those of you who came in early, I thought to myself, what is wrong with you to sit on a call about numbers, you know? But I'm very, very happy that you are here. And I hope that today you're going to get a lot of value from this and just see things a little bit differently, because many people this time of year is really, really crunching it and re-looking their revenue incomes and their revenue streams. There's been a lot of holidays going on, whatever. And this is also usually the time of year where the spaceship starts taking off, you know, where things actually really start to happen, where the deals start coming in. And so if that's what happened to you, I can assure you on the precipice of that, we're entering, or we're now in Taurus season. And Taurus is all about materialistic things and beautiful things in the senses, whatever. So I just want to make sure before we jump into this that you do not actually take any of today's show or podcast as financial advice. Please, I couldn't recommend more that you actually go and see someone and that you get someone that's really, really good with financial services or financial advice or numbers, if you may. I'm simply bringing you a different angle today and maybe reminding you why cash flow is not at the level where you want it to be. So we are busy with the Octopus program. We are on module 4, which is all about people and talent. And one of these is in one of these principles that we bring across is about building your ring of steel. And in previous sessions, we have spoken about what can potentially sit on a ring of steel, and we've spoken about you know, your advisory board that should be on your ring of steel. Then we spoke about your dream team, and today we're talking about number experts. So if you're listening to this and going, what is the ring of steel? I really, really want to encourage you to go back and start module 4 from scratch and just get yourself acquainted with what exactly a ring of steel is, so that you see the bigger picture here. But before we get into that, today really is about how to surround yourself or your business with financial accountability partners. So, you know, if you do not focus on finances, if you don't focus on the money, if you don't focus on the numbers, you're gonna have a problem, Houston. And you know, many of those that we attract to the Circle of Excellence and to the Octopus Tribe and into our global community, many of you are super creatives. You're very creative people. You're very out of the box thinkers. You're very open-minded. You're very visionary. So many times, money is the last thing, and numbers especially is the last thing you think about. So today we're going to talk about understanding the various type of number experts and how they can support your business, the wisdom in tracking and measuring numbers, and access and interpret intelligent information. Now, sounds a little bit boring. Sounds a bit boring. And so I'm going to do my best actually to make this really exciting for you and help you to see a different perspective. Ultimately, what I want you to do is, you see that train behind me? I want this thing to get going. I want this thing to kickstart. And so many times we talk about, you know, what is the steps we have to take to make that happen. But I'm going to bring a little bit of esoterics in it today, and I'm going to bring a little bit of spirituality into what potentially may be blocking you as well. So this is your ring of steel. It would be fantastic for me when we get to the end of module 4 and you've built this ring of steel around you. So go and have a look. Many times we have these lesson plans, and then I make recommendations at the end of the lesson plan. There recommended activities. I'm going to highly recommend that you go back to module 4 and start making a list of all these recommended activities in order to start build this ring of steel around you. So let's talk about the boring stuff first, but I want you to know that in the boring stuff, there's magic. And that is whether you have a budget for your business and whether you have a profit and loss statement. Again, this is not financial advice. This is potentially something you have to consider. So if you're sitting here today and you're going, look, I'm building a ring of steel. I want to have a dream team around me, and I want to have an advisory board that helps me with my business and life, and you do not have a numbers person in your business, you need to get that numbers person. Now, I'm not trying to get you to spend more money. This may be an uncle that's really, really good with numbers. This may be your mother. This may be your partner. This may be your spouse. There needs to be a person in your business that fulfills this role. So Our number experts are accountants. We've got an accountant in New Zealand, where our main company is. We've got an accountant in South Africa because I'm taxpaying in this country. We've got an accountant that looks after our UK company. So you need designated accountants for these things. And if you do global business, you want the person who understands the global business scene. What me and Mike has experienced is that we don't really want one number expert. We want a bunch of them. And what makes them great is if we have a board meeting with a number expert, they hold you accountable and they ask you about your profits and they ask you about your losses. But I don't just want to talk about profits and losses here. I want to give you a mindset of profit and loss. So rather talk about the financial counsel, which I leave to the number experts, I want you to start looking at your deals differently. So when you do a deal with someone, to ask yourself not about the revenue associated with that deal, but to ask you if there's actually fat in that deal. So I don't really like to talk about profit all the time because it's boring to me. I just don't like those terms. I like to talk about fat. So if I'm going to do a deal with someone, let's say I'm selling a big educational piece to them, I will ask myself, look, what is the cost of sales in that deal? And I'll, subtract that, and then I look at the profit or the fat in that. Now, a lot of people would say to you, you need to have at least 10% profit in your deals. Other people would say to you, you need to have 30% profit in your deals. I love 50% profit in my deals. And I've come up with deals where you actually can double that, right? So stretch the boundaries. And if there's not enough profit in your deal, you probably need to up your price. And I promise you, we've worked, especially with Circle of Excellence members, where if within 3 to 4 months they've doubled their price, I've seen people tripling their prices, right? So not pushing up your price is very much a mindset, but become aware not only of the service you're delivering to your client and the value you're giving them, but the fat in there. Why? The higher the fat, the higher your decision-making power. That's what it's about, you know? If you have fat, more fat in the deals you're making with people, you have more decision-making power, you have more spending power, and you need that spending power in order to let your business grow. But also your confidence go up because you're actually now building prosperity around you. And what's beautiful is most of you on this call are people who really want to make a difference. It's not that easy to make a difference when you're poor. It's not that easy to actually affect big change and impact people if you don't have the decision-making power. So start looking at your fat. You know, rather than just sending out a proposal and going, the proposal is going to bring me in, you know, let's say $200,000, ask yourself what amount in that proposal is actually fat. What in that proposal is actually profit? What amount in that proposal allows me to make a difference? Plant some trees, whatever. What amount in that proposal allow me to invest back in my business? And so this really makes your proposals look very, very different. And that makes you also realize that your proposals many times is really cheap. It's just not enough money. When you start stacking it like that, you go, look, in this proposal, I am under the illusion that an X amount of revenue is going to come in, but this proposal is not allowing me to make a difference. This proposal is not allowing me to pay my staff. This proposal is not allowing me to make a lifestyle. So I look at profit and loss different. Go and get yourself a little checklist. Make it 3 points on your checklist and say in your checklist, what do I want this proposal to do for me? What does fat mean to me? And put there, fat means to me getting team members, fat means to me lifestyle, fat means to me savings, fat means to me travel. Choose three, and next time you send out a proposal, see if it's covering those things, and you're probably going to come back with, it's not, right? So with that goes losses as well. Really calculate what your expenses in things, and then make up a number and see if that's enough that you're charging people. So number two is about working with financial partners. Now, this really comes back to the Ring of Steel. This comes back to defining financial partners, or the way we do in our Ring of Steel, number experts. Now, I've defined number experts as accountants, right? You may look at it as a financial service provider. You may look at it as, I mean, me and Mike just came across this guy that really specializes in international property, international investment, and international business. That's maybe someone you want to have on your ring of steel. Now, we are not really taught this stuff, you know, as entrepreneurs. We are taught, look, you can start your business and you know, you need a great idea, and that idea needs to be packaged to the market and you're going to sell it. No one really tells us the importance of numbers. So if you're sitting on this call and you're really good with finances, fantastic. But you know what I find is so many entrepreneurs, the moment, even though they're good with numbers, the moment they move into entrepreneurship, they're so overwhelmed with the bright, shiny objects and creativity and the software that's out there and the people they're going to hang out with. They completely forget about accountability. And without accountability, I mean the type of person that say to you, look, what's your goal for this quarter? Where's that number? Have you written that number down somewhere? Now remember, number is magic, right? So I'm going to look at nature as an example. So if you have a cash flow problem, you've got a magic problem. It's a really weird thing to think about. What on earth am I meaning by you having a magic problem? Lots of people talk about, we talk about money dragons, right? And we talk about money trees, and we talk about those fascinating things. So I'm going to take you to nature. Go to nature. And if you understand nature, you understand that nature works on sequence. Nature works on systems. In fact, nature works on a number system. And that number system is called Fibonacci. So if you go and you look, for example, at a palm and you look at the spiral of the palm, you can actually go and find a financial calculation for that palm. So if that spiral of the palm does not have a Fibonacci sequence, and I want you afterwards to go and Google Fibonacci sequence. Maybe one of you want to put a link in here for all of you about the Fibonacci sequence of a palm spiral, or the Fibonacci sequence of a snail's, you know, shell, or the Fibonacci sequence that you find in plants. The Fibonacci sequence, even our face has got a Fibonacci sequence. It's based on numbers. If those numbers didn't exist, then we wouldn't exist. Then creation is impossible. So if nature works on the number sequence, and that's causing magic, and that's causing consistency, don't you think there's a good chance that you not predicting your income or you having cash flow issues is based on the same magic? Mind blow, right? Money is based on numbers. And numbers is based in nature, therefore money is magic. So that's why you need these number experts around you, because they bring to your life something crazy. They bring money sorcery to you. They are the ones that goes, right, have you written down a number, the goal, right? Have you broken the number into achievable goals? Have you broken down the achievable goals into the amount of proposals you have to send out? Have you broke out down the amount of proposals that you have to send out to the amount of people you have to make contact with or hang out with? It actually blows my mind how many of things is based on systems. We think of magic, and we think of synchronicity, and we think of spirituality as things that's in the ether. Something that's woohoo, but it's based on systems. Yes, the boring word that very few of us can stand. If it was not based on systems, then the sun would have had the, you know, freedom to go, look, I'm not in a good mood today. I'm not going to come up, right? I'm just sleeping in. I'm sleeping in today. I'm a little bit sick. It doesn't have that luxury. So for you to implement magic, money magic in your business means implementing those systems, means you have someone who holds you accountable for that, right? So where to spend and where to save. Again, not financial advice. This is based on the type of accelerators, the type of money accelerators that we have seen causes movement in our business. What do I mean by movement? Imagine you're a leaf. I don't know how many of you played when you were young, next to a little stream, you know, for some of you, it wasn't a stream. For some of you, it was like in the streets, it would rain, and then the rain would run there beside the streets, you know. And then what I would do is I would take a little leaf and I'll go and sit there And I'll put that leaf in the water, and then I'll start running and I'll follow the leaf and see how that leaf goes. And it was fascinating, you know, because what are we talking about here? We're talking about flow, right? Having flow in your life. Flow, cash flow, same thing, right? Flow and cash flow is the same thing. So I used to put that little leaf down there, and then I watch it and goes bloop, 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 and bloop, then it stops. Then there's the stone. And then I would go and I lift up the stone, and then the leaf keeps on going. And then it goes bloop, 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 and then it parks itself again. Then there's a stick. Then you sort of get the stick out of the way, and then the leaf would go again. Now, your business's cash flow works on the exact same universal principle, meaning if you're not spending or saving your money in certain areas, blockages occur. And those blockages are many times energetic. So what happens is, if you, and this is a term my father taught me, if you save yourself bankrupt, stagnation happens in your business. Your water becomes stale, right? So what happens is that little leaf, because of you keeping pockets of money and you're not moving it around, is actually causing the stream of the or the flow of water to stop. So you have to create movement in your business from a cash flow perspective. You have to create momentum in your business. So the moment you attach to something, and please don't take this as I'm saying you have to go and spend all your money and then you call me tomorrow and say, thank you very much, Lundy, is now a complete empty hole. I'm talking about movement. You have to move things around, right? That means the money is now in a savings account. Tomorrow, it's in an investment account. Money from the investment account grow. Now it has to move somewhere else. So there has to be movement. And if there's not movement, that little leaf gets stuck. That little leaf. And why do we so, why don't we touch a bunch of money in an account for 10 years? Because of fear. You see, it's energetic. It has nothing to do with the actual money. It has to do with the fear of not being independent, the fear of not having the control, the fear of going to be poor one day, the fear of not being able to retire, the fear of what other people's going to think of you. Those are the things that's making the leaf stop, not necessarily the amount of money you have in your bank account or don't have in your bank account. So it's about creating that energetic movement. So things that we have found create massive energetic movements for us in our business has been investing in our own education. I have to take my hat off to you. You all here, most of you sitting on this call, has invested in your own education by becoming part of the Circle of Excellence, by becoming part of the Octopus Tribe. Some of you are lucky. You didn't have to spend that money because someone bought a license that made you part of the Octopus Tribe, or someone gave you something. Now, that does not have the immense effect that it has when you spend money on yourself. When you go, I'm going to spend this money on my own personal development, I'm going to educate myself, and I'm going to better myself. Then what happens is that rock in the stream gets removed and there's flow. And suddenly, within 2 or 3 months or the next week, you go, wow, I received the deal of my life. How did it work? Money magic. Money, you moved money around, right? We find system, investing money in a system that automates something for you so that you have more free time in order to use your creative brain causes a lot of money magic. This is literally going and automating things. This is also outsourcing things because by doing that, you are paying yourself first. By spending money on a system, you are actually saying, by spending money on the system or on the staff member or on this butler, whatever floats your boat, I am opening up the space for my creative juices to flow, for me actually to have time and space in which I can create more magic, in which I can express more, in which I can expand more. And then, of course, marketing. This is just a boring answer, but marketing, you know, driving activity. People have so many definitions for marketing. There's online marketing, there's networking events, there is, gosh, marketing's got so many definitions today. You almost can't keep up. My definition of marketing is drawing high activity And if you want to make it more personal, is having as many touch points as possible. So a way to measure your marketing success and whether you're spending your time and your energy here is to take stock at the end of every single day. And you know what? This goes for entrepreneurship as well as in a job. So you want to go to at the end of the day and say, where was my energy spent? Where was my energy spent in marketing? How many touch points did I achieve? How many love letters that I sent out to people via email? Did I get up from my chair? Did I go to a networking event? Did I have coffee with people? Did I do a checklist? You know, a checklist is still a very, very powerful thing. Don't get me wrong, I don't like a to-do list, right? A checklist is a different thing. A checklist is something where you get to the end of the day and you go, okay, my main three measurements of marketing is physical, in being in the physical presence of people, number one. Number two, sending people love letters on email. And number three, sharing my message on a status via podcast. If you come to the end of Monday and you can't check off, then you're not marketing. If you come to the end of Tuesday and you can't check that off, you're not marketing. If you're coming to check off by day three and you can't check that off, you're not marketing. So you are not manifesting. So because you're not manifesting, you're not opening up the flow for magic to occur. You're not creating the space in which magic can occur. Magic, the magic dragon, the money dragon, if you may, is literally sitting like this. Do, 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 do. It's watching you. It's going, I want to give you your magic. I'm here. I've got my wand. I'm ready to bestow on you whatever you wish for. I've listened to all your dreams and desires and what you want to achieve. But because you're not creating momentum, because you're not doing marketing, because you're not putting in systems so that you can free yourself up, because you're not investing in your own education, because you don't believe in yourself, it's here. It's literally sitting next to you, but it can't access you. That is the sad story, right? So, where to save? This is not to save yourself bankrupt, but so many people go and spend money on team and on staff and all these people. And then what happens is they eat the fat. You know, that's why, again, if you're going to put out a proposal or you're going to put out a price to a client, you have to build these things in. Many of you have software coming out of your ears. We have software coming out of our ears. It's bright, shiny objects, right? The next moment you have to be on this software and then you have to update to premium. Then you have to be on this website software. Then you have to be on this domain software. Then you need this email software. Then you need a chat GPT. I'm not even talking about apps, right? Apps go with this, you know? And it's our ego that's keeping us with these things. Again, it's an energetic thing to have all these people working for you. If you don't really need that at this stage, it's not always necessary to have three people working for you. You only need one person to have a person employed where you actually can outsource it, to have software which you don't really need, you know, those type of things many times are ego decisions. It's not decisions that's necessarily keeping you in the flow. I tell you, there is so many things we do on a daily basis we don't have to do. There's so many things staff members do for us that's not even necessary in the business. There's so many things that software is doing for us that's not really necessary. There's so many creative ideas how you can bypass these things. And you don't really have to do it. So, but a lot of people go and spend their money on these things. They never take stock. So, in just the way that you have to take stock, that whenever you're submitting a proposal, that all of those elements, all those cost of sales is built into it. And in just the way, same way you have to take stock at the end of each day that you are, in fact, marketing and it's not fooling yourself, you also have to see where your money is seeping. So, let's go back now to this leaf that's going down the stream, right? If I put gutters or holes next to the stream, that money can't flow fast because the gutters and the holes is seeping the money. It's stealing the money. It is a money vampires, right? So it's like me having a straw and I have water in the straw and now I blow the straw. I'm going to shoot the water through that. That's how cash flow works. It's a strong stream, right? But all these things that you're spending money on that you don't need to is little holes in the straw. So can you see now when you shoot your breath through the straw, the money is squirting in all sorts of directions, so the stream is not strong. That's why it's important that you do take stock where these money are seeping out, because it's affecting the strength of your stream. It's affecting the strength of your cash flow. And we're spending money on a lot of crap. And I mean, I have business-related expenditure here, right? Put your hand up if you're on Temu, please. Put your hand up if you're on, Superbilist or Shine or Amazon or, all these things. We are, yeah, self-confidence. I'll put two up, right? We're on that stuff. We are putting holes in our cash flow stream that doesn't necessarily have to be there. And that happens because we're not taking stock. So you have to focus, therefore, on the statistics that count. And if you want to do something beautiful for yourself today, go and put the statistics down that count on a piece of paper and stick it above your computer. Go and take stock after today and say, what is the amount of calls? Start with your proposal. Go and look at your most recent proposal that you sent out. Your most recent proposal was maybe $50,000. Go and say to yourself, what needs to be paid by this $50,000 that I just charged? And then you start re-engineering that proposal. Then you go, okay, how many calls do I need in order to give this proposal out? How many appointments do I need in order to give this proposal out? And how many sales do I need to actually create the fat in my business that will create the cash flow that I want? So you really have to go and work these numbers out and have them close by. The biggest problem in cash flow in business. Do you want to know what that biggest problem is? It's not having a paper above your computer. It's crazy. It's a crazy thing. You don't have a paper. You don't have a paper that give you the stats of what's required. Because if you go and you sit next to your, if you go and sit in front of your computer every single day and there's a paper and the paper says, I need 500 contacts in order to get 10 calls, in order to send two proposals, in order to get one sale, you are massively starting your money train. Number two, if your paper says every single proposal I send out, I need to be charging a minimum of $50,000 because this is my cost of sales and this is the fat I want because this is the goals I want to achieve financially in my life. We haven't done those calculations. Those calculations are magic. Those calculations will make you super rich. Why? Because of consistency, because of the fact that the sun is successful because it's consistent, because of the fact that trees grow because they have consistent environments around them, because of the fact that the cycles of nature and seasons happen because it's consistent. It's your consistency that is getting the magic out of, or your non-consistency that's removing the magic out of your life. So if you go and you sit every morning and you have a paper in front of you, that's why the written word is such a powerful, magical thing, right? If you have a paper in front of you with those numbers in front of you, you're going to start getting it. And you're going to be peeking at those numbers and you're going to be on your computer doing your Canva designs and all your stuff. And those numbers is really going to bother you because that number is going to start speaking to you. And those numbers is going to say, what are you doing? What are you doing? You're focusing your attention on the wrong things, right? So this brings me to scenario planning and projection. You have to be able to see your future. You know, so many people talk to us about manifestation. You have to see your future. You have to feel your future. But unfortunately, we're in an environment now where there's been so much talk about vision boards and there's been so much talk about all those things that it's lost its flavor. We've gone, yeah, I do. I believe in vision boards, but you know, I shocked myself last week. I was sitting and I was doing a vision board because it was like, you know, the full moon in Scorpio. And then before it was freaking Jupiter and Uranus conjuncting. And before it was the freaking full solar eclipse. It was a crazy, crazy April. You know, for those of you who didn't have crazy experiences, you have to be exalted or enlightened. But it was an astrological, really sort of, you know, horror story with all of these things and the upheaval, but it's good. It's all for the good. It's so that the good can come in. And I thought, better I do a vision board again. And I was looking for my previous vision boards and I couldn't find it. And I was like, what? I did a vision board 14 years ago. 14 years ago. And here we are all talking about manifestation and vision board. And I thought to myself, how is this possible? Why did I wait 14 years to do a vision board? It's because we've lost our belief in it. We don't believe in the intensity of it anymore because we are so distracted by, TikTok and by shamans and by ancient wisdom. And there's so many goodies there for us. There's so many rabbit holes for us to go down and spiritual pathways to follow that we forget about the basics. And this is the magic that I'm talking about. The magic is not in the bright, shiny object. The magic is in the basics. The magic is visualizing something and then feeling what you're visualizing and then starting to live that and then attaching to that the consistency that's required so that those angels and spirit guides or whatever can bring that into your life. And it's that simple. It's that simple. So if you have your vision board next to your numbers, you are turning into you're tapping into master manifestation because you are combining the two most powerful things on this planet. You're combining your imagination, which is you, the soul, with your human experience, which is the numbers. Boom, boom. That's where the magic happens. That's why you get so many people who's so spiritual and nothing happens for them. And then you get people who's so practical and financial orientated and nothing happens to them. You have to do yin and yang. Think of the yin and yang symbol as a key. When those two keys lock, that's where the magic happens, right? So where do you find your number experts? Well, there's many places you can find these people. We spoke early in the Ring of Steel about advisory board members. So you can go to people from around the world and you can ask them if they would like to be on your advisory board. You don't have to pay them a cent, but remember, you're going to have to make your ecosystem attractive enough that they want to come and give you financial advice. Obviously, if you want to have advisory board members, and you're talking about numbers, you are looking for people who's potentially qualified in that area. So it would be good to look for auditors, financial service providers, people who really, really understand numbers. I mean, how many of you on this call have ever had a proper conversation with a financial planner relating to your business? We go to brokers. We go to brokers because they give us advice about our investments and future plans. But who has ever spent an hour on a consultation with a financial expert? We don't do that stuff. We don't do that stuff. We just wing it, right? So you can go and you can pay literally a consultant. You can go and Google, or even better, ask for a recommendation for someone who's a financial expert and go and have an hour consultation. And with that financial expert, you do scenario planning, you do future planning, you talk about your investments, you talk about the areas where your cash flow is leaking, you talk about your debt, and you have a proper consultation with that person. Another one, advisory boards, people who's in your ecosystem who will give you financial advice for free, as long as they are experts. You can go and do quizzes. There's so many quizzes online which assess your financial health. Go look for a quiz online that assess your financial health. Look at family and friends. You may have that uncle or that auntie or that friend. Every time you're at a social or whatever, they are the ones that talk about numbers. They're the boring one. That's exactly the person you need on your team. That's why I'm giving you the circle here, because you see the different colors here around the circle. You can get different types of number experts. You can get number experts that's in the broker industry, in the insurance industry. You can get number experts that's in the board industry. You can get number experts that's in the consulting industry. You can get number experts that's in the coaching industry. You can get number experts that form parts of financial associations. You can get so many of them. And that in itself, and here's the irony, what we avoid is usually the key to our treasure. Look at it like a dragon, right? The dragon is lying on its treasure. It's in its lair. All the gold, all your cash flow, all your finances that you want to bring in is lying under that dragon. But you don't want to slay the dragon. You don't want to go there. You go, financial people are boring. People in the insurance industry are boring. I don't want to mingle with these people. I want to mingle with the entrepreneurs and with the creatives. And I want to mingle with all these people. Yet there's a very good chance that it's the people in the financial industry that actually has your clients. It's the people in the financial industry, the accountants, is the people who desperately want their clients' business to grow. So they need someone like you to work with their mindsets and with their products and with their growth or whatever, but you avoid them. And they are the very people from a reciprocity point of view who's going to actually help you keep the numbers intact. So many, many places to find them. So I want you to consider today numbers from a magic point of view and not from a, oh, is it another thing I have to do? And numbers is boring. And this is not where I want to go. And this is not an industry I want to be part of. And whenever I think of numbers and cash flow, I feel heavy. If I want you to think of it as magic, I want you to think of it as flow. So the more you flow, the more you're going to go with the flow, the less you persist, the more you surrender. The more you have trust in the bigger picture, the less you try to control things, the more you're going to flow, the more your cash is going to flow. Cash flow has very little to do with money. That's my message with you. So cash that's not flowing is a deeper meaning of areas where you're blocking yourself, right? It's a tough one. You go, I thought I was spiritually enlightened. We're all on this path, right? You're never going to arrive. You're always going to learn. But when the cash flow comes in, when you suddenly have splurges of money, when business starts opening, something in you has shifted. The cash flow is just a symptom of the shift that's happened within you. And it makes you a little bit grumpy if you think of it, because now you go, are you telling me this financial obsessed people are more in flow than me? There's a possibility, yes, that one hurts. I know, right? Because you look at that and you go, they have not done half the spiritual work on themselves that I've done. But don't look at them, look at yourself. Don't compare yourself with other people. Look in your own mirror and ask yourself, where am I potentially blocking myself, right? So here's your recommended activities. Go and meet with colleagues and friends and ask for references to trusted number experts in your area. Get one. It's your intention that's important, right? So just by approaching a number expert, a light bulb goes up and your intention gets sent to the universe. The intention you're sending is, I am willing to change. I'm willing to change. I'm willing to change my mindset about money. I'm willing to do things differently. I'm willing to tackle my old belief systems. I'm willing to do the deep work and go within and see what am I doing that's making the water stale and stinking, right? That's the light bulb that goes up. With that, you've won 80% of the battle already. But if you're going to sit and you're going to say you're perfect and there's nothing wrong and it's not my fault, that light bulb doesn't go up. So you're not seen. When you're not seen, people can't come and help you. The spiritual team can't come and help you. You're not seen, right? Second, spend 1 hour per month with a professional numbers expert in your family or your business circle. If you can do that, if you can get someone once a month, maybe there's people in your own circle of excellence or in your tribe, and you want to do a mastermind, and that mastermind runs once a month. And in that mastermind is a ring of steel. You put in your mastermind a number expert. You put in your mastermind a mindset expert. You put in your mastermind a PR expert. You put in your mastermind a coaching expert. Imagine the value of this mastermind once a month for you with all these different role players. And the numbers expert hold the whole team accountable. And the mindset expert hold the whole team accountable. Why don't we do these things? Because we don't want to share our information. We're proud. You see that pride is the problem, not money. So then also evidence that you are getting accomplished in getting number experts is that your team, you have a team that's 100% clear on the availability of updated and easy to understand financial information for the purpose of making sound business decisions, how much access do you have to sound financial information? Are you seeing someone once a month? Do you even know what's going on in the financial universe? Look at the financial universe as a universe. It's another universe. You can't spiritually develop. You can't psychologically develop. You can't physically develop if you just completely ignore the financial dimension. That's also a dimension. It has money elves and money fairies and all things there as well. They just focus on money. You can't ignore that part of your life, right? You have to bring that in. That's if you want money. Not everyone wants money, which is also a valid argument. And then regular meetings and long-term relationships with at least two reliable money experts. It's very important that you realize and understand that once you bring these money experts into your universe, that you may not like them. If you want to like them, you're missing the point. And I'm highly, highly apologetic now to any money and number experts on this call that is highly likable people, because there's many of you out there as well. But it has a different, a number expert's got a different brain. A number expert is tend to be a very consistent person. It's a very practical person. They don't want to hear about your next bright, shiny object and brain scheme. You may spend time with them and feel a little bit deflated, because they might go, look, your idea is great, but, you know, where's the money, Houston? Why is your baseline not working? That's exactly what you're after. That's exactly what you want to look for. And so don't go for likability, go for accountability, okay? So this is basically the Ring of Steel support system from a number perspective. Now, next, we'll be looking at your wellness coach. We'll be looking at your wellness coaches and why they are so important on your Ring of Steel. Now, I still cannot believe you all came to this call about numbers. I said to Mike, I think I'm going to have one person here today. Chris is sick today, so Mike was doing the back end for me today. So I thought it's going to be me and Mike in the picture behind me. So I'm really, really stoked to see that, because it tells me you really, really want to change. And I know you really want to change your relationship with money, because you really want to change the world. And that's why we love you so much. So now I want to open up for any discussion or statements. We got literally 20 minutes left. It's really so lovely to see you all. Anything you want to throw on the table, it can have to do with money. It can have to do with some money tree that you've been meditating on. It can be do some magic, money magic that's worked for you. Anything, please bring it to the table. Let's chat about it. Anyone, I'm happy to stare at you too. Yes, Heather.
I just had a feeling this week around how quickly it can change. Like how that flow, it's like one deal can come in and shift everything.
Yeah.
And I think what's been so great about being on this call is understanding that there's a process behind that. It's not magic. I mean, it is magic, but there is that process behind it. And I think I remember you saying somewhere along the line, Lundy, that, you know, success is structural. It's not yep. necessarily personal. And I've always thought, oh, you know, in order to be completely successful, I've got to continue working on myself. And it's about my, you know, spiritual development, but it is about that, but it's also about taking all the actions that are in alignment with that. So I just, you know, I made a note here of it's action and intention.
Yeah.
So it's not one or the other. It can't just be sitting. Well, you know, you can sit and meditate in the Himalayas if you're a very high enlightened being, but, you know, have that intention of the vision and then the action that comes in to balance that. So yeah, thank you. It's been so great.
Thank you for packaging it like that, because mm-hmm. we are having a human experience. So many people want to excuse themselves from the fact that we're having a human experience. Human experience, it's not easy, you know. I wish I could sit here and be your motivational speaker today. And don't get me wrong, I love being a motivational speaker, and I love being inspirational, and I love reminding people of magic, because it's very, very real. But you are having a human experience, and the human experience is taking actions, and the human experience is putting systems in place, and the human experience is tracking and measuring your financial performance constantly. And it's not something a lot of people like to hear, but Ultimately, it is you with the combination of the two things that's making the magic. So let's take a cake, for example. You envision this beautiful 20-story cake. That is magic, because if you didn't have the imagination, that cake can't be called into an existence. But then you also have to go and source the ingredients. You have to measure the ingredients. I've struggled for years to make recipes. And then one day I realized, Lundy, you need those measurement things. It's the simplest thing on this planet. I used to wing it, I would go like, oh, I'm making a muffin and just a little bit of flour. And I'm like a Italian in the kitchen. I'm throwing the flour and I'm, feeling the amount of baking powder or whatever. And my cakes never worked. Anything I ever made never worked until I got those ridiculous plastic measuring things. And I started, when the recipe says 250, I do 250, and like magic, my stuff start to work. So it's exactly the same. You have the vision of your financial situation in the vision board. That's why Einstein said imagination is genius, because your imagination means a seed is planted. You are calling it into existence, but then it's hanging there in existence like a balloon. You have to now pull that balloon down with your human magic. That is the steps, the recipe, the tracking and measurement, the boring stuff. And the two together makes the magic. Anyone else? Anyone that had stories? Anyone that had stories of unblocking something in their house from a feng shui point of view, or unblocking a belief, or and suddenly out of the blue, something actually changed in their financial system? Is there a story like that?
I don't have a story like that, but I have definitely worked very hard to change my relationship with how I feel about money. So rather than it being a point of pain, now it's something that I am playful with, and I look at it like breathing. Money goes in, money goes out,
Wow, I like
money
that.
goes in, money goes out. So when I'm feeling
Christina, your network or
everything.
mine, I can't quite hear you. All I heard is it's breathing going in
Hello.
and breathing going out. Talk again. Ah, there you are.
I look at money flow like breathing air. It comes in and it comes
Wow.
out. It's a natural thing. It's always there. It never went away. And you don't want to breathe all your air in one go. You
Wow, I
don't want to
love
have
that.
all your money in one go either. You want it to flow, coming in and
Yeah.
going out.
Yeah.
It's meant to flow through you. You're not meant to hold on to it for dear life.
Yeah. Well, I love that. I love that analogy. Thank you, Christina. That
It's okay.
makes sense. That again is based on the universal laws. I think there's sometimes so many cues around us and in nature on how to apply as within, so without, right? So what we see around us is the very cues to how to affect this inner universe of us. Thank you, Christina. Anyone else? Maybe you have a piece of advice here. Yep, Ian.
I put it in the chat earlier on, but last year I was putting a lot of money in because I was paying retainers, staff on retainer, or outsourced staff on retainer. And one of my personal advisors, who is a money guy, he's an entrepreneur as well, he kind of pulled me aside and he said, "You know, Ian, you've got a fiduciary responsibility for this business. You cannot just be keep pouring money in, and it's your job to make some tough decisions," which I then did. And I haven't had to put money in ever since. We've actually got a making profit. It's still small because I'm still got another source of income as well. And last month was our best month ever, and we doubled that this month. So
Wow.
it started to really happen. I'm still in the transition. It's still not massive numbers, but it's made us such a big difference, that unblocking of feeling responsible for others that are actually not my responsibility.
Yeah. Wow, Ian, what I love about what you're saying is that with the with the environment we've been through in the last month, it was a lot of it was about closing off and the dying of the old or whatever. So if you, and that means moving into May is a lot of that new beginning and fresh energy. So if you experiencing this revelation and level of success during April, your May and the rest of this year is going to be absolutely phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal. And what a good time to actually have that experience with your new book coming out, right? It's like a whole new beginning and a whole new platform. Absolutely phenomenal. And just have to say, you're also a Gemini. So, you know, your birthday month is coming up. So lots of luck there as well. Hold on to your horses. Let's see what you're saying here in your chat box. I've just opened this up to see what's coming up here. Ian says, I had 3 team members on retainer last year and I had to keep paying into my business every month. I gave them all notice and now my business is profitable. Tough decisions, right? We sometimes have to make these tough decisions. It's part of business. I always say to people, yeah, business is a game, you know? Of course, there's going to be casualties in the process, but you can't carry the world's problems on your shoulders. Who here knows the cost of acquisition of their customers? Go, Philippe. Hey, have anyone ever made that calculation? You know, when I was in recruitment, I made a calculation for my customers, just but it was part of my pitch, the cost of recruitment. Gosh, I got so much business just by showing. I had a cost of recruitment calculator. I don't know where I got that brainwave, but I was showing them every time you actually are not able to retain a person and have to replace them, this is what it costs you. And of course, my fee comes with that. That's much less than the cost of replacing a person, but it worked very well. But who knows the cost of acquiring a customer? I mean, that's brilliance there. Heather, I do not. That's funny. Philippe, there's the yin and yang symbol. I mean, if anything, and this is exactly what Christina was saying, is have this printed and have this next to your computer with your calculations and projections as well, because this is money in, money out, breath in, breath out, right? This is the ebb and flow of how it goes. Christina says, we've got a pretty good team of advisors around us. It took time to find them. Gosh, Christina, you guys worked hard, right? You worked hard to find your ring of steel, but you are probably evidence of how well it pays off to have that ring of steel around you. We're not meant to do it alone. I'm doing a course at the moment with Fembestas Global, the brainchild of a friend, Pauline Kirk. She's making some waves here in Singapore. Maybe if anyone wants to check in with Ina and ask her about the details or reference about this resource, maybe she can share this with you. Maybe just go on here or check in with her and ask her about it. Heather, success is structural, isn't it? Well, it just goes back to nature again. The sun is structural, flowers is structural. Those of you who've never heard of Fibonacci before, I've only heard of Fibonacci in 2013, and I was blown away that something like that, mathematical, could blow my mind. And I was so impressed with Fibonacci, I decided to write a poem in Fibonacci sequence in 2013 because I liked that Fibonacci idea so much. And then when I wrote the poem, that was the same time Mike came into my life, and then he took that poem in Fibonacci and he wrote it into a song, and that song is now today written in Fibonacci sequence. So that is that's an example of how me getting excited about numbers and Fibonacci got written into a poem, got written into a song, and that was the first song me and Mike ever created together. You can go and check it out. It's on YouTube. The song is called There, My Love. And this song is written in Fibonacci sequence. So the stanzas is basically written in Fibonacci numerical sequence. And I was blown away how it just worked because it was written in Fibonacci. That is structure. So it's the structure that led to the success of the poem, that led to making a song. Oh, thank you, Heather. She's given us a money worksheet, which you can use there. So make sure to download that worksheet and have a look at it. Andrea, thanks, Heather. That would make a great survey questionnaire. Thank you for that. And it is true, Andra. It's not one or the other. It's one and the other. It's one plus one, isn't it? That equals 11. That's where the magic goes. And I always, lots of people talk about 11. I always see 11 as a doorway. One and one, it's a door. So one plus one, using both of those things, mean you can go through the door. If you only use one or the other, the door doesn't open for you, which is a nice way to look at it. Christina, I like to get in alignment first and then take action. Easy for you to say, Christina. You got a husband that can align you. Christina's married to a chiropractor. It really helps with alignment, doesn't it? Different types of alignment.
It's different type. It's meant to mean, it means spiritual alignment. I connect in
Know.
first, get in flow, and then action.
I know. You're absolutely right. Declutter, Heather, I'm on a mission. I'm on that declutter mission. That's another thing you can consider with the cash flow. Is go look at the feng shui principles around it. There may be areas in your life that's cluttered. I am on the clothing mission at the moment, big time. So I'm actually going, if it's not been worn in a year, get it out, get it out, get it out. And it's a tough process because you go, oh, but maybe that can still pair with that. And maybe that can still go. And now you have this heaps of clothes and I'm trying it on and I'm going, what about this? What about this? It has nothing to do with clothes. It has all to do with energy. So you may have to clear out that garage, or you have to might have to clear out that clothes or whatever. This is sweeping energy, right? Sweeping energy is magic. Why do you think witches sits on brooms? They're working with that sweeping magic, sweeping the old out so that you can actually invite the next in. So go and look at your personal space and see where you can sweep, right? And get rid of that stuff. Sam, my personal problem is that I don't have a charge when it comes to money, whether positive or negative. What could that be? Sam, you don't have to have a charge. You don't have to have a charge about money. Flow with it. Just flow with it. Look at it like this. If you're not flowing with money, the opposite of that is that you're trying to control things. It's like a little duck pedaling in the water. Tick, 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 tick. So imagine a river come and the river take the duck. It's going to take the duck. There's no positive or negative charge. The duck is going with the river and the duck is going to get to its nest. But if the duck is trying to work against the river in all sorts of control, then the river is not going to open up. So Sam, you may not have a charge around money. So that's not blocking your cash flow. You may have a charge around other things, and that's blocking your cash flow. So the charges doesn't have to directly relate to cash flow. You may get triggered and charged by other things. And I promise you, I've never in my life met a person that doesn't get charged. This is a process that you're going to have to go through constantly. You have to constantly raise your awareness in terms of what's charging you. Is it the opposite gender that's charging you? Is it a younger woman that's charging you? Is it not having control? Is it people not respecting you? Is it not people listening to you? Is it you're not demanding authority in a room? Is it what is it that's triggering you? It's all those charges that's causing the block. It's simply expressing in your cash flow. So you don't have to have a charge with money in order to have those cash flow blocks. Christina, I'm really looking forward to reading your book, Ian. I tell you, highly recommend it. I've not read my copy, Christina, but I'm very looking forward to that book. It's making waves. And then, Ina, thank you for sharing that link. I've seen it come in there. And then, Steve, There My Love. Thank you. You found it. Now, There My Love is the first poem I've ever written. I wrote it for Mike, and it was written in the Fibonacci sequence, which was a phenomenal experience and something I definitely would like to do more of. So, that is us today. We spoke about numbers and numbers experts, but I tried to have a different angle there for you. I hope for all of you an incredible, incredible, prosperous May. I hope that freaking stream breaks open, that all the beavers come in, and that it flow, 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 and that you all bath in your cash. Anyway, you have a wonderful week ahead, and it's so lovely to see all your faces. Lots of love.